Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. Hour number two, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable, in for Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. He'll be back tomorrow here on the BetQL Network. Kate, that's always my favorite tune. I love it every time. I think I told you last time. Reminds me of like a CBS crime show, remember?
I was just thinking that as I was playing, I was like, you know, Jake's got the music going today. This is good.
Jake's killing it. There was like a nice little piano in hour number one. He's really doing a good job. That's right. Yeah. Another guy who does a great job, and we're happy to have him on. You Better You Bet, Trevor Sikkema at Tampa Bay Trey on Twitter, who covers the NFL for Pro Football Focus. Trevor, thanks for joining us. Obviously, March Madness is in full swing, but there's a ton of NFL news going on. So of all these moves that have been made, which ones have you liked the best? Do you think that there's a team that sticks out to you that you've seen as the biggest winner in free agency so far?
Oh, man. I mean, there's been so many different moves. That's why free agency is such a fun time of year. The ones that really kind of stick out to me right away when you ask that, love the Jesse Bates signing to the Atlanta Falcons. I thought that was a great one. This is a team that really needed secondary help in a bad way. Basically, we looked at the number 8 overall pick and we're like, man, if they don't go secondary, they're in trouble. But, you know, you bring in a guy like Jesse Bates, and I really think that helps out both the corners and the safety room as well because of how talented he is. So that was huge for them, gives them a lot of draft flexibility. Love what the Cincinnati Bengals did getting Orlando Brown Jr. I mean, they made a statement. They made the statement that, hey, we were better on the offensive line last year. Still wasn't good enough. Still was not good enough, and we had to make a major upgrade there. So they go out and they get Orlando Brown Jr. Love that. Love the contract that they were able to get him to sign as well. I thought it was kind of team-friendly there. I can't believe the Eagles were able to bring back both James Bradbury and Darius Slay. That was one where you figured one of them was going to be gone. We originally thought it was going to be James Bradbury. They weren't going to have enough money to re-sign him. Then all of a sudden he re-signs, but Darius Slay's unhappy, so he's going to be out, and then they end up reconciling things and bringing him back too. So I think that's huge for the Eagles' winning window. I know they lost Chauncey Garner-Johnson, and that's a big blow, but still, bringing back those two guys on the outside, that definitely helped them. And then the last one that I'll just shout out, how in the world did the San Francisco 49ers end up getting Javon Hargrave? I mean, that defensive line was already one of the best in the NFL, and it just got that much better. So I like what San Francisco has been able to do, I'll say, over the last calendar year, acquiring some big-time talent to that team. They recognize that that roster is ready to win a Super Bowl. They're right in a winning window. They just got to figure it out at quarterback and get some stability there. So I like the fact that they continue to push the chips to go all in.
Trevor, the 49ers were a team whose name was thrown around in terms of where Aaron Rodgers might land. And now it looks like he's going to land with the Jets. And if that move does become official soon, are the Jets the team to beat in the AFC East if they can complete that trade?
I for as much as I do think they are right there neck and neck, it does feel a little disrespectful to the Buffalo Bills to say that they would be the team to beat in that division, because holy cow, who would have thought that a Bill Belichick coach team would be without question the fourth best team in their own division, right? Because you not only look at what the Jets have done, which I already think that's a great roster. I feel like if you would have even put mediocre quarterback play on that team last year, then that would have been a playoff team without question. Instead, now you're adding a back-to-back MVP. I think a guy who has a lot of talent, a lot of things left to left to put out there on the field. Certainly a lot of other people to prove wrong in Aaron Rodgers, and they're without a doubt a playoff team, but the team to beat, I don't know. Buffalo's been so good for so long. I know they lost Tremaine Edmonds, but they're still a really solid team. And then you look at what Miami's been able to do. I was just doing an article for PFF yesterday, looking at a lot of the different free agency acquisitions and how teams have changed and different draft needs that we have for different teams. And I got to Miami. I looked at this roster up and down, and I go, there ain't many rosters in the NFL that are better than the Miami Dolphins. It really, truly is just on that offensive line playing as well as they need to play. And then, of course, Tua Tagovailoa. Can he stay healthy? Can he be the player that they need him to be? Because the rest of the roster is playoff caliber. It's there to beat some of the best teams in the division, in the conference and in the rest of the league as well. But for the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers, to go back to your original question, I think that does solidify that that is the toughest division in football, and it's going to be a dogfight to see who wins it.
Yeah, Trevor, I just want to ask you real quick about NFL MVP, because we're talking about the AFC East, and if Rodgers goes to the Jets, I mean, the odds are telling you that either Josh Allen, Tua, or Aaron Rodgers are going to have a pretty good shot at winning the award. If you had to back one of those guys you think to win MVP, have a great year between Allen, Tua, or Rodgers, who would you take?
I think I would still take Allen, although it would be really close between Allen and Rodgers for me. I don't really anticipate a big drop-off for Aaron Rodgers, though, of course, he is getting older. And, of course, the older you get, the steeper the drop-off can be. But the rest of that team, I think, is pretty solid, right? Love what Garrett Wilson is to that team. Love what Breece Hall was before he got hurt. I think the offensive line, in theory, could be really nice. They're bringing Allen Lazard, who already has the connection with him. They're still kind of figuring out what the rest of the wide receiver room is going to look like, whereas the Bills, we already know what Josh Allen can be in that team, right? And so it's a room where he's a guy who scores touchdowns both with his arms and his legs. He's a weapon in all facets. And when you talk about a most valuable player, that really, to me, is something that would kind of push him over the top. And so I think they're all good candidates, obviously, but the way that I would rank it is I still think Josh Allen would be the front runner for MVP from that division. I put Aaron Rodgers right behind him. And then Tua, you know, I think unfortunately what hurts Tua is the fact that if his numbers are going to look good enough to be an MVP, well, that means that Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are going to get a lot of publicity. Like, those guys are going to get Offensive Player of the Year votes. And then all of a sudden, are you really going to give Tua that MVP award over those other guys? That's kind of where my mind goes, and that's how I'd order it.
Trevor, if we take a look at the upcoming draft, what teams do you think are going to take a major step with the pieces that they're able to acquire?
I mean, I have to start with Carolina, right? I love what Carolina has been doing, not only throughout free agency, because they have been very vocal and putting their money where their mouth is, with that team getting a lot better. I know their owner, David Tepper, he's going to be one of the most aggressive owners in the NFL. And I think over the last couple of years, he's tried to play it cool. He's tried to play it patient for the long game. And now he's ready to win in Carolina. So, of course, we saw them giving up the price to go to number one overall. I love the coaching staff they brought in as well. Love Frank Reich, love Ejiro Everell. Like, those are two guys who I think can really take this team to the next level on offense and defense. You just need a franchise quarterback to get in there. I think that Seattle's in a really great place to continue the success, the unexpected success that they had last year, having picks number 5 and 20. So I think that they're great as well. Chicago, you got to mention them. I mean, you look at all the draft capital they've been able to acquire from that Carolina trade, but also what they've done in free agency, really shoring up the linebacker room, bringing in a lot of different weapons, of course, getting DJ Moore as well. So you figure if they get that offensive line where it needs to be, this team's going to take a major step forward. So when I look at those teams in the top 10, those are the ones that stand out to me as the ones that can make the leap, if you will, to contention next season.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore.
Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you see Indianapolis staying where they are at number four? Do you think they maybe need to trade up to number three with Arizona? Because we know Carolina's taking a quarterback at one. Houston's likely going to do the same at number two. Do you think the Colts are going to just be good staying at four and kind of take the quarterback who's left for them? Or do you think they may need to consider making a trade with Arizona at three and make sure nobody jumps them?
Yeah, I think when you look at Indianapolis over the last couple of years, I don't want to necessarily say they've gone bargain bin shopping for a quarterback, but they've settled. You know, I think that that's the way that you have to put it. Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, like these weren't the biggest swings in the world to go get a franchise quarterback for you. Sure, they were good options in theory when they signed them, but they weren't like these all-in options. And so they did settle for those aging veterans in that regard. And I think a lot of people would tell you, hey, now they're in a spot where a lot of people predicted Indianapolis to move up to number one because they thought they had to. The thing is, that's just not how Chris Ballard operates. It's not. He has always been a GM where he goes, okay, I have a value on the draft picks that I have, and I'm not going to trade them, or I'm not going to make a deal in which I think I'm getting lesser value, even when it means moving up for the guy that you need for a quarterback. It's just not how he's operated. Now, maybe his back is against the wall. Maybe Jim Irsay is saying to him, hey, buddy, we better get up and get the quarterback that we want. We can't really sit back. But if it's going to be up to Ballard, I'm not so sure they move up. I'm not sure he's going to blink in that staring contest for number three. I think Arizona is in a really interesting spot, too. Everybody looks at that number three overall pick and says, okay, it has to be for sale. And look how bad the Cardinals roster is. They have to move to get more draft picks. Well, I agree this team is a long way away and they need more players. But they also need good players. And if they're not trading down with Indianapolis at number four, who's moving up to number three? Maybe Atlanta at eight, Tennessee at 11, New England at 14. Does Arizona really want to move back that far when a guy like Will Anderson could be there for the taking at number three overall? I'm not so sure they would want to move down. So getting back to your original question, I do think the pressure is on Indianapolis, but if I had to say right now whether Indy's moving or not, I'd tell you they wouldn't be. I think they're going to stick at number four.
You mentioned Will Anderson likely being there down the road or for the Colts, or Arizona rather. The betting markets have CJ Stroud as the favorite to go number one overall. Do you agree with that?
At this point in time, I do. I think that from everything that I have heard recently, it feels like it's coming down to CJ Stroud or Anthony Richardson at number one overall. Now, I think a lot of people are pointing to the Andy Dalton signing and saying, oh, look, they signed Dalton. That means they're going to pick Anthony Richardson. I don't necessarily think that's the case. It doesn't demand that they're picking Anthony Richardson, but I do think that it allows them to pick Anthony Richardson. And for the hype that we heard about this guy coming out of the combine, I mean, it's just the ceiling is so unbelievably high with this player. And I think the Panthers realize that. I think that he is in that conversation of players that they traded up to number one overall and would have been confident taking number one overall. It feels like Bryce Young is the guy that we've heard the least about. Now, maybe that's on purpose, right? We've seen teams before kind of release some news and rumors and thoughts of what a team might be doing. And it could be a smokescreen because it is smokescreen season here at the end of March going into April. But if you ask me right now, just from the things that I've heard, I do believe that it's coming down to CJ Stroud and Anthony Richardson from all that I've heard.
Interesting. What about Jalen Carter, Trevor? We thought for sure he might even be the number one pick before the Carolina trade. Do you think he's even going to be a top five pick, or do you think his draft stock is really starting to fall?
it doesn't look like he's going to be a top five pick. I mean, if any team's going to take him in the top five, I think that it might be Seattle. And we've seen Seattle do these things before where they kind of take guys who might have a little bit of question marks here and there. But Seattle, with Pete Carroll and the culture that they've put there, it feels like they've got the infrastructure to handle a lot of those guys and bring them into good environments and to get the best out of them. Now, sometimes it hasn't worked out for them, right? And so maybe they feel burned by that. Maybe they don't want to take that chance again. You know, you're looking at a kid who is from Georgia, would be moving all the way across the country. I think that all of those things definitely go into it, because we forget that these people, or that these prospects, are people as much as they are players. And I think those are discussions that you've got to have when you're drafting them with a top five overall pick. So if it's going to be anywhere, I think Seattle would be that spot. Once you get out of the top five, there are a handful of landing spots that make sense, right? Detroit would love to get a dominant three technique player. So for them at number six, I think he would be on the board. Atlanta, the same thing. They just need a really good defensive lineman, a pass rushing defensive lineman. They could definitely use Jalen Carter, and he would get to stay in the state of Georgia. And then, of course, you got Chicago all the way at number nine. I agree with you. Before Chicago traded, we were talking about Jalen Carter potentially going number one overall. Well, if he's still on the board at number nine, do they take him, or do they not trust him, and what's happened off the field and the things that have transpired that have come to light from him? That's the big debate. As of right now, I still think he is going to be a bottom top 10 pick, but I don't think it's going to be in the top five.
Trevor, about a minute or so left. Give me your thoughts on the Cowboys releasing Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, it was time, right? I mean, I felt like the contract was bad like 2 years ago, but they really couldn't get out of it because of the way that it was structured. So I think that it was just about time. Zeke was not nearly as effective as he has been in years past. He just did not have that same kind of burst. Tony Pollard was outplaying him every single time that they split carries or that he was on the field. And so, you know, I love the fact that Tony Pollard's getting an opportunity there to be that starting running back for the Cowboys, but it just stinks that he's coming off the injury that he is. You know, running back's such a tough position to play because it goes through a lot of injuries, and when you have those lower body injuries in particular, it's just tough. You never know how guys are going to come back from that. Are they going to have that same burst? Are they going to be that same kind of fearless player when it comes to contact and breaking tackles and making guys miss in the open field, all of that? So I think it was the right move moving on from Ezekiel Elliott, but that only opens up, I think, Dallas to look at the running back class at the back end of round one. Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, those are the guys that we talk about, and I think those guys are firmly on the board for Dallas to pick there at number 26 overall.
Yeah, Bijan staying in the state of Texas. That would be awesome. I think it'd be a great fit for both Bijan and for the Cowboys. He's Trevor Sikkema at Tampa Bay Trey on Twitter. Covers NFL for Pro Football Focus. Trevor, thanks for the time, man. Enjoyed it. Be well. We'll talk again soon.
Of course, y'all. Anytime.
Great stuff there from Trevor Sikkema. All right, Kay, we're back to college basketball when we come back. We're looking at the other two regions, the Midwest and the West, here in hour number two. Do we think Houston or Texas could get upset in their Sweet 16 games? Find out next. You Better You Bet, PJ Glasser, Kay Constable.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.